previously on Dear Single Men with Tayo Magic.
Hello guys, hello men. What a year it has been, 2020. Wow, amazing. Today is December 23rd, 2020, and you and I surely know that the Christmas season is here. It's time for the holidays. Time to chill, you know, time to take breaks off, and time to just begin to reflect on the year, and of course, project into 2021. But just before we begin all of the projection and all of the planning and strategizing for 2021, I believe that there are some key lessons, some key notes we have to just take from 2020. Well, men, we are going to talk about some of these things as so don't mind me. After this, we'll talk more about how 2020 has been passing, and I'm going to share my experience with you. Some of the things that shaped 2020 for me and some of the disappointments I encountered in 2020. It's a lot to talk about. So guys, welcome to Dear Single Men with Tayo Magic. It's a great morning, it's bright and sunny, right here in the city of Abeokuta, Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. I'll be back with more. Welcome back, guys, and I'm glad that you could join me again. After a long pause from doing podcasts, since my last podcast, I think my last podcast was August now. Yeah, it was August, and guys, man, it was really, really a tough time from then till now. A lot of experiences, and I'm just going to focus on two things that has helped shape my 2020. And I would love for you at the end of this episode to just share your thoughts. How was 2020, I mean, for you personally? What were you still able to achieve your goals, you know? I remember in the course of the year, January as always, I had a vision board. I wrote in my diary the things I wanted to achieve for the year. Not too many things, not the big things at all. You know, I later discovered that, to be frank, I achieved almost all my goals for 2020, except a few that, you know, I couldn't because of COVID. I'm not using COVID as an excuse, but hey, there are so many things COVID affected. Even COVID affected nations, so... Or more, if COVID affect me, who I be? So, I mean, that just goes to show how so much has happened to us since COVID happened to the world. But really, personally, I think I learned to be more aware of myself in 2020. Yeah, I'm a very self-aware person. I know what I want. I appreciate myself. I have a good self-esteem. But you know, I spent more time with myself in 2020, and then I realized some things that I like, some things about myself. One of the things that stood out for me is owning up to my own insecurities. It's fine. Well, I'm sorry for that pause. My younger one just came in out to share the news with me that, yes, I still called off the strike. But really, it's not my business, whether they called it off or not. So, I beg, but let's go back to what I was talking about. All right, I'm sorry for that break. So I became more aware of my own insecurities, and I embraced them. For real, I embraced all of my own insecurities, and this is it, man. All of us have insecurities. We have those areas of our lives, man. You know what I'm talking about. And I learned to start articulating my emotions well, my feelings well. Especially to the opposite sex, you know, sometimes it is really hard for we men to fully express how we feel to, you know, to the opposite sex. For real. Now, I'm not talking about just in, I'm not just relating into just romantic instances, but work environment, how we are able to communicate ourselves, communicate with the opposite sex. See, I've worked with ladies for a while, and this year, I won't lie to you, ladies first me. And usually what I would do was to just keep quiet and not talk, and let it just pass, because I do not want to holler, you know. But the more I kept quiet about some things that these ladies keep doing, especially at work, man, the more it affected how I even do my work. So I learned to start talking. I learned to start opening up that, hey, look, there's something you did that really didn't go well with me, and I would really love us to talk about this. And guys, it really worked. So when I observe or notice that, man, this lady is doing something that, you know, I call her to attention. I'm like, can we talk about this? So really, it's one of the things that has really helped me during this period. I mean, so going into 2021, there's a lot of more conversations we're going to have around this, owning up to your own insecurities, trying to manage relationship with other people, communication, and all those other things that aids our interpersonal relationships. So it's one of the things that I learned in 2020, and it made me a better person. Secondly, guys, financially. Hey, guys, you know that almost all guys, we have issues with finances, man. I tell you. Okay, let me even ask you. How much do your accounts now? As they close the year, how much is in your account? Well, some would say, I have a few millions, I have a few billions. Well, to be candid, I think I have a few thousands in my account. Just a few. Because I'm a career person, and I'm yet to venture into the world of entrepreneur. And I love being a career person. At least I'm a professional. I do. I'm a radio personality, and all of that. So yeah. So I guess the little things I've been able to do during this period with my profession, as I bought in some free funds. But really, we all struggle with financially. I remember sometimes in July, I think I fell for a Ponzi scheme. And this money where I even used Seth to do this Ponzi stuff. Don't mind me, look. See, financial literacy. Sometimes you think you know it, and then out of desperation, you just want to do some things. It happens to the best of us. I would like to. So I told a friend of mine to loan me a certain amount of money. I think about 30,000 plus, yeah, to just register for this thing and all of that. Before I knew it, then, after a month, I realized, what's going on? My eyes just cleared that this guy's actually ponzied me. And for a long while, I was going to be devastated. Look, 30k might be small, but hey, you plenty. I know, like, but these are the lessons I learned. And from this thing that happened to me, struggling financially, I was able to learn a lot about financial literacy. You know, one of the few that helped me in this area is Overwood, an investment company on Twitter in Africa. They share a lot of tips on Twitter, and of course, I know one of the founders, Dr. Tai Oyedeji, is the CEO and founder of Overwood NG. And some of the things they share with me personally has really helped me to, you know, manage what I have and, you know, cultivate the habit of long-term investment. Yeah, so I think one of the things I learned as well in 2021 was to be, you know, financially smarter. And guys, finally, networks. Guys, networks are really, really important. Look, I got two jobs in 2020. Yeah, I got one with a startup firm in right here in Abeokuta. I also got one with a media company in Ijebu, still in Ogun State, Southwest Nigeria. And all of this came about as networks. So it's really important that we cultivate the habit of building networks. Look, you see, your job is just one network away. That break you're looking for is just one job away. So build network, build bridges. It's very important. And how do you network? It's quite easy. Look out for people that are in your field. If you are in any field, look out for people that are in your field, you know, and reach out to them. You know, tell them what you like about their work. Tell them what you are doing now, and see how you can work together. I mean, I could be anywhere now. I could be at STV, you know, doing my stuff. But, you know, I just felt this is where I want to be at this point in time. I'm not ready for that big stage at the moment. So, you know, so networks really are really important, and that's really helped me a lot in 2020. That saved me from a lot of from a lot of troubles in 2020. So I don't want to do this for long. I just want this podcast to be short and simple as well. And yes, one more thing is, yeah, I celebrated my 2-year anniversary in radio this year, and it's just been an amazing journey. Ah, God. Hey, 2 years, and I have a show to myself. I think I host 2 shows at Splash from my baby time. Right? And it's amazing. You know, these are some of the things that I told myself at the beginning of the year, that I want to be in a major radio station in America, hosting some shows myself. I look, dreams still happen, and as I am now, I'm still working on myself. I'm still dreaming. I'm still aiming for the stars, you know, do a lot of things. So guys, whatever 2020 has taught you, make sure that these lessons are the framework for what 2021 is going to look at. Please do what to stay safe out there. Mask up. Do it for me. Do it for yourself. And do it for our world. Cheers. And yeah, cheers to you. Is it not cheers to your improvement? Is that the word I wish to sign out? Yes, cheers to your improvement. And thank you for giving me the privilege of your attention. I'm going to do another episode that's going to be an end of year podcast. So we'll just do a lowdown of what to look forward to in 2021. Thank you guys, and have for yourself a wonderful holidays. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Magics on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at MagicodemiTayo.
I like to say this all the time. Your story is your story, and you have to keep writing it. Sometimes you may have to edit a little bit, but never leave out, you know, the good, the bad ones too. I mean, it's all part of the story, all right? And what I'm going to be sharing with you in this podcast is going to be a bit of that, the good, the bad, and the ugly side of our story, of course, as men. And yes, this is where I say welcome to the Dear Single Men podcast. Tayo Magics is my name, and yes, I'm the host. I like to say this all the time. It gives me great pleasure to know that, you know, you make time to listen to this podcast. And yes, you tell me that what I'm doing is making sense. And you also inspire me to want to do more as well and help as many young men as I can to lead good lives, as it were, and to become role models. I have to say this for a fact that, you know, this podcast was inspired out of my own personal story. Growing up in a family where, you know, my dad wasn't always around, you know, I didn't see my dad until I was 9 years old. And when I eventually get to meet my dad, you know, the relationship wasn't all that smooth. But there were a lot of life lessons I learned from my dad. And of course, it is what has spurred me to be the kind of man that I am today. So I'm grateful for my dad for inspiring me to be this man. And I'm glad that this podcast is just an expression of that. So yes, anyway, you are in the world, I am recording live here from Kaduna State and Northwest Nigeria. And so, yes, this is the voice of a Nigerian, if you are not a Nigerian, all right? So today's podcast, we're going to talk about our struggles that we face as men, and how can we cope with these struggles? Should I use the word cope? How can we overcome them? How can we manage these struggles? And how? What can we do to make sure that we do not allow our struggles to get the best of us? Of course, we're also going to look at how we must not allow our struggles to define us, and we should be. We should allow our struggles to motivate us to do better, to become, you know, solid men, as it were. So let's get right into it. So when I was growing up, I struggled a lot with, you know, what's that word again? Yeah, I think I struggled with impatience for a long time in my life. I was a very hasty guy, and I didn't know where I got all of that from. I was always quick to do everything, and it got so bad that when I began to have experience in leadership positions, I lost control at some point. People didn't get me, and I actually lost friends as well. And I felt I could have made better decisions, but because of I was really struggling at that point in my life to exercise patience, it became something that I really regret. But of course, I grew out of it, and I mean, today I'm a well matured man, and I've really learned from all of that. So that as well. And for some guys, they'll say that they struggle with financial issues, financial problems. Some will say that they struggle with family relationships. Some will say they struggle with addiction and all of that. And we have our struggles that we face as young men. And I think if you would ask me, it's all part of being a young man. I mean, it's not part of the package that comes with being a man. We struggle with a lot of things. I think the issue here would be that we do not like to talk about our struggles as guys. We are even shy to talk to our close friends about our struggles, right? I mean, personally, on a personal note, I've been struggling with, being consistent with my goals, you know, of late, and you know, it's really hard focusing. So all my G's, to all the guys out there, to all the young men out there trying to do something with their life and making meaning and purpose out of their lives and existence, you're not doing bad for yourself. You're really doing well for yourself. I read a quote when I woke up this morning, and that quote says that one thing is for sure: in the end, we shall win. Let's trust the process. So I hope that this inspires you to keep on going, stay the course, and never give up on yourself. Well, I think that is how we're going to start the podcast today on a motivational note. All right. So guys, in case this is your first time listening to the Dear Single Man podcast, I want to say yes, thank you as always for joining. And I'm glad you found this podcast. All I do in this podcast is to share my thoughts and ideas on, different topics and issues and conversations that, of course, would help us get better as men, because I've discovered that we really have a main problem in our world, and we are not doing our best to become better men. I know our world will not be balanced for that, so we just have to be better. So that's the main reason why I'm doing this podcast. And to some extent, I'm glad I did it. Results and the impacts that this little podcast, this sharing ideas and coming to your space is doing to you. So thank you as always for giving me the privilege of your attention. So I hope you've been fine. I hope you've been good. I hope you're coping. I mean, you're staying on top of the situation and at whatever life throws at you. All right, and I suppose that you're learning something new as well. All right, one thing that I'm learning this week is this one thing I've been learning of recently is painting. And I think sometimes 2 weeks ago I was at a paint and sip event where I had my own first painting. I mean, it was really amazing to look at my own work of art. I'm in my room right now and I'm staring at that beautiful work of art. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you're gonna see it there. I mean, I had my own first painting. I mean, it's gonna go down the record. So if I want to try something new this week, I'm always an advocate of trying something new and doing something that is beyond, that is usually outside your core competencies as such. Just try something new. And of course, for those who may not know, I have a pet, a cat. And when I tell people that I have a pet cat, people are like, how would you have a cat as a pet? I mean, I come from Nigeria, I live in Nigeria, and as a matter of fact, I'm recording live from northwestern part of Nigeria, Kaduna State, and that's where I'm recording from. So, some say that, why should a guy have a pet? I mean, we have used masculinity to define what kind of pet a guy should own, what colors he should wear and all of that. I mean, come on. I mean, scrap that. But have a beautiful, fine cat.
I mean, he's an amazing cat, really friendly and attentive. And sometimes, you know, can be an animal too, you know. Animals will be animals. But I like the fact that I come home every day. And this cat knows that I care about him. He knows that, you know, I'm his buddy. I mean, sometimes it comes to my bed to just lay beside me and, you know, we just have a great time. We have a great understanding. And trust me, I have to just confess, it is the best thing that has happened to me since I go to Kaduna. No jokes, I mean. But don't tell, don't, this is the secret between us, all right? But really, you should try having a pet. I mean, you might want to have a dog, might be a geese, might be, you know, a cat like mine. Whatever it is, just by having a pet. I also started growing plants at home too. So, I mean, I'm just learning new things and, you know, trying to create the kind of space that I want for myself, you know. I mean, within my means, you get. So, you might just want to try it out, all right? So, last night about that, I'm going to share about my cat maybe in another podcast episode. But today, let's talk about the struggles that we face as men. Struggles and the things that, you know, really we find it difficult to, the things that, you know, hit us hard all the time. I mean, when you are low on cash, when you do not really have your finances going well for you, it so happens that it becomes a struggle as well. Or if you are, you know, struggling with some form of addiction, you know, it could be drugs, it could be to sex and some other things as such, you know, I mean, these are struggles that some of us guys face as well. Of course, we could be struggling with a bad habit or a bad attitude as well. You know, I mean, these are things that all of us have, you know, in different shades and different undertones, and the list is endless. So we're going to talk about our struggles here in this podcast, and I want to share how we can overcome them. Sometimes we have to live with these struggles. I mean, I remember there's this particular there's this certain man in the scriptures by the name Apostle Paul. It talks about his struggles and how he is out to live with it. I can't remember the scripture exactly, but I'm sure if you read through the book of Romans, I mean, you are going to find that particular scripture where it talks about his struggles as a man, right? As a minister, as a teacher, and all of that. You can do what to check that out as well. You know, Barack Obama too. I read this book, Doing So, My Father, where he mentioned at some point the struggle with you know, taking marijuana, you know, when he was in college. I mean, this is a great man that we all know. You know, doing drugs is something that has really ended and destroyed a lot of promising people, great people. I mean, that is just an example per se. I mean, if you look at, there's this woman which I read a story, she's an American woman, amazing singer. I mean, she was one of the strongest voices during the time where there was segregation in the US. Her name is May Holiday. There was this particular song that really got the government officials of the day angry and infuriated, and they almost killed her. I think it was called Forbidden Fruit. I guess that's the title of that song. This is as far back as the 1940s or 1930s or something. You can do what to check back if you are a lover of history. But as talented as she was, she struggled with heroin, you know, needles, and I mean, her life had to be cut short because of this addiction that she struggled with. Of course, you want to look at someone like Ray Charles. I mean, he was such an amazing musician. I mean, love of American, black American music. So I tend to read up on and follow their stories and watch some of the movies that, you know, biopics, rather, in their name, right, to honor their memory. So Ray Charles as well was one of those amazing, you know, black American musician who also struggled with addiction, and that was in the area of drugs. So, I mean, we all struggle with certain things, and overcoming them is something that we can do. But sometimes you have to live with them. We have to manage it. We have to, you know, see how we can live in such a way that they do not overcome us in the long run. All right. So one thing that I've learned is talking about your struggles. Many men would not like therapy. I do not know why. Black people don't like therapy. I do not know why. And therapy helps a lot. Sometimes you just need to talk. Not even sometimes. When you are going through a particular problem, you know, women, we want to figure out everything by ourselves. We want to draw the, you know, want to dot the I's and cross the T's, and we want to make sure that we are always in charge of the situation. Yes, being a man means that you are in charge of the situation, but sometimes when you are struggling and battling with something that is taking a toll on you, that you know is affecting you negatively, I think what we should do as men is to talk about it. If you can't talk to your close friend because you feel that it's going to be a form of disgrace, then you should really check, are you really close to your friends? Are they really friends? Because your friends should not, you should be free to share anything with people that you call your friends. All right? They are your small community. I mean, you should be able to share anything with them. So, if you are struggling with a certain addiction, or you are battling, you're going through something and it's taking it and it's beginning to take a toll on you, start by talking. Call a friend, guy, I'm really going through something right now. What can I do? I don't know what to do. The first step towards overcoming whatever struggle it is you're going through right now is talking to your friend that belongs to your close circle. It's really important. You don't just share your struggle with just anybody. It has to be with somebody that is within your circle. Let us not make that mistake. And sometimes we have to seek professional help as well. You know, a professional who understands, you know, the human mind, emotions, and all of this, they are trained to solve this kind of problems. Seek professional help. And of course, seek counseling too. And it helps a lot. I know that I've had my own share of struggles as well. And I've had to talk about it with people. I mean, mentors who really, of course, care about me. I'm going to send a shout out to one of my mentors, you know, Pastor Titi Bankole. I mean, she's one woman who, you know, listens to me all the time. I could call her at any time and she will listen. So we need people like this in our lives who, you know, who we are not shy of sharing our struggles with. I mean, keeping it real and legit with them. We need people in our lives that we cannot but keep it 100 with them all the time. So whatever your struggles is as a man, I think the first step to overcoming them is just talking about it. Don't die in silence. Don't try to even solve it yourself, because sometimes it's going to get worse. You can't do life alone. You know that, right? You can't do life alone. So that's how it's meant to function. Secondly, I'm going to suggest that you find out the root cause of that struggle. Why are you struggling with this? Because when you understand the why, you won't know how to solve it, how to overcome it. And that is why it's important to ask questions. Okay, why am I struggling with this? What is it? What has happened? What has changed about me the last couple of months? What new thing am I paying attention to? What am I watching? What am I seeing? All right. What are my triggers? What triggers me in this situation? All right. Under the circumstances, how have I been responding? This is how you begin to understand the why behind those struggles. All right. And sometimes these struggles develop as a result of negligence. You've not been paying attention to a certain, you know, area or habit or attitude, and then it just develops over time, and then it just becomes a full-blown struggle. And sometimes when it gets to this level, it is very overwhelming. All right. So this is what I think that these are areas that I think that we as men should begin to pay attention to. Why am I struggling in this area? And then if we are able to answer that question, I think it helps you to know how best you can overcome it. All right? And of course, learning to talk as well. This is why, please, talk to guys. If you have to have guys in your community you can talk to. And of course, I can never leave out the place of faith as well. Of course, praying. I mean, you know, sometimes these things are just bigger than us, and we have to just seek a divine help or a divine help. Yes, and you know, God is that one person that whenever we turn to Him for help, He would always definitely, you know, help us. And when we ask Him to, you know, help us to overcome this struggle, it really does. I've been there before. The time I struggled with anger, I was a very angry person, teenager, and you know, I had to pray to God at one point, you know, to help me overcome this. And yes, it really did. It really did happen. So the same thing can happen to any of us as well. So let's be open to talking about our struggles, because only then can we truly overcome it. I hope this helps you, and hope that we strive to continue to become better men. Whatever your struggle is, don't let it overcome you. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't die there. Don't be that man that you're just going to accept whatever life throws at you. Our goal, right, is to become better versions of ourselves every day. And even if it means, you know, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, talking about, you know, your deepest struggles with your brothers, with a therapist or the counselor, or even sharing with God as well. All right. So this is where I'm going to end this podcast today, and I hope that you learn a thing or two. And if there's something that you are struggling with, and then you need a community of men to connect with, to share the struggles with, please feel free to share me a DM at Instagram, on IG, at Tower Magix, or you could send a DM at Dear Single Men right on Instagram, and of course, we can always continue just this conversation. I hope you have an amazing week for yourself. Of course, I think we'll start on this note. I'm an Arsenal fan, and I'm glad that Arsenal, we are winning. I'm balling. I mean, last two games have been fantastic for us. So, Arsenal fans, cheers. Peace, love, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for giving me the privilege of your attention. Tower Magix is my name. See you next time.